Edward Snowden was a spy. That's what he told NBC. The man who leaked 1,000 NSA documents says he was not a low-level systems administrator, but a CIA spy. Wow. Joining me now for some perspective, Bob Baer, CNN national security analyst and a former CIA operative. Welcome.
Thanks.
So was Snowden really a spy?
No. I mean, I wonder about his credibility now. When he was in Geneva, he was a systems administrator. The CIA doesn't take contractors and turn them into spies. Yes, he had some sort of cover there. Yes, he had a name he used in correspondence when he communicated with Langley. But he wasn't a spy. And the National Security Agency doesn't have spies overseas, so I have no idea what he's talking about. Clearly, the documents that he hacked from the National Security Agency are legitimate, but his personal credibility, I wonder about.
Well, you know what Snowden says. He says the government is trying to discredit him by downplaying his true position. Americans are split on Snowden, so why would he lie about such a thing? And if he were somewhat of a spy, wouldn't that more easily explain how he had access to all of those records, all of those papers?
No, it's just the National Security Agency is sloppy in compartmenting its files, and he was able to get through those firewalls, get into them and read them. You know, I'm sure he's very good at hacking, but he was, trust me, Carol, he was not a spy. I mean, I spent too long in this profession. It's not possible in any sense. In everything I've heard, he's a systems administrator. And again, the National Security Agency does not have spies overseas. It's got people that monitor computers and the rest of it that sit in a vault. But I would hardly call that being a spy. I don't like the National Security Agency snooping into my phone and keeping databases on Americans. It's unnecessary. It's subject to abuse, and I fully agree with that. But on the other hand, fleeing to Russia, in my terms, I mean, it's an enemy of the United States, whether we like it or not. Let's don't forget Crimea. Let's don't forget the Ukraine. I mean, they are not our friends. He went to the other side, and that is a real problem for especially people like me that worked in the Cold War.